Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates and everybody else in between. Countdown to kickoff is on. Countdown to tip-off is on. Countdown to puck drop is on. And in fact, countdown to tip-off is on in more than one way. NBA basketball tonight, but tomorrow, full slate of college basketball. And this is exactly the way that it was when I actually went to school a long time ago. I'm completely unprepared. Completely unprepared. Studying none. Like, what? Cam, seriously? It's just like going to school. Like, yeah, Cam, 82 college basketball games. It's like, what? There's an exam tomorrow? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? What? There's a test tomorrow?
Kentucky Duke? What? Oh, yeah, no, I'm the same way. I looked at this stuff. I'm like, oh.
Call me geez, Fred Durst. Really? Call me Fred Durst, Cam. What? What? Who? What?
What?
Yeah, what?
I feel the same way. Man, yeah, I don't know.
You
know, I can't lie.
I got
to
study tonight, Cam. I don't know what you do after the show. I actually thought, like a kid, I'm like, oh, God, no joke. Like, I got to do some reading tonight, bro. Like,
no, I do, too. I'm not going to lie. Tonight. I literally have read through, like, two previews, and there's, like, 300. Like, I haven't even scratched the surface of this thing. We don't even know when college basketball starts. We're going to be going nuts, Marenzi. See the first night, too? Ding, 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 ding. There's a million games. Anyway, we'll break it all down tomorrow. We'll have
we often place uneducated bets in the past. Why not now? What's going to stop us? No, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it works.
I'm sort of just concentrated on Michigan. I'm just sort of fired up about Michigan. You know what I mean? That's what I have been following Michigan. Michigan are the second choice to win the championship. I look forward to seeing where Michigan are in the college football rankings tomorrow. But nevertheless, so we'll get to college basketball tomorrow. I was speaking with Coach James Young today. Look forward to getting him back in the rotation. So Monday Night Football tonight, Cam, what a wild week. And, hey, listen, I don't know. Some people must have made tens of thousands of dollars yesterday. I was not one of them.
Me neither.
Thank God I was on the Titans. Listen, we ended up going 2-1. Yeah. There was only three games when we spoke to you at four. Wrong about the 49ers. We hit the Chargers. Backdoor the Packer game. The jacket came in a BC, backdoor cover. So we got the backdoor cover. Then we were on the Tennessee Titans last night, but the over did me in, and I should know better. I've been trying to stay away from putting big money on totals. Had a big play on that game to go over last night, even though I had the Titans.
Yeah, Stafford tried to get it over. What a pathetic performance by the Rams in that game. I love the Rams, too. Like, these guys, like, they're flexing their muscle after a tackle. It's like, you guys are getting killed out here. Like, that's the problem with that team, I find. They got a lot of guys who are really cocky on that team that really haven't done too much. You know what I mean? Whereas the Tennessee Titans are always up for a street fight. I'll give Vrabel and that team credit. Look at their murderer's row. They play the Bills. They beat them. They beat the Chiefs. They go into L.A. to play the Rams and kick their ass. I got to hand it to these guys. They're looking real good, man. Like, this Tennessee Titans team, you don't want to play them. They're the toughest team in the league, Morenci. Like, in a street fight, I bet on Vrabel and the Titans every time.
Now, it would be remiss of me not to bring up Cam's new crisp haircut. I think I have as much hair left as you do.
Yeah, you do.
Stubs left on
top.
Asleep.
I think you and I are the same. She went low. Like, I fell asleep in the chair. I'm like, I woke up. I was kind of like drifting off. I go, oh, God, that's about 2 inches shorter than it should have been. But anyway, I'll do Ron Ruggs has become Brock Lesnar.
Looking crisp. Yeah, you got the Brock Lesnar special going.
Too crisp.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Countdown to kickoff is on Monday Night Football. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears. It's an old school sort of, you know, lunch pail matchup. It's not a glamour matchup, but nevertheless, it's on television and we're going to be betting it.
Yep.
A lot of injuries tonight. A lot of players are out of action. We'll get you caught up to date with all that and all that stuff. NHL hockey, NBA basketball tonight, Cam. And, of course, wild, wild weekend of upsets. The Buffalo Bills loses 14.5 point road of favorites. Shameful, pathetic, embarrassing. Arguably the worst regular season loss in Buffalo Bills history. At least that's what the Buffalo News newspaper is calling it. No joke. So that's the worst, worst loss in regular season history of a good Bills team. Because we're not counting the bad Bills teams. Like, of a good.
Exactly.
Like, basically, like, no good Bills team's ever done this. It was actually the fourth biggest upset and choke job going back to 1966 of a road favorite. And as gutless as Buffalo were, I think San Francisco were even worse.
I agree.
Letting Arizona go in there with Colt McCoy. Like, they got punched in the mouth, beaten down. And the fact of the matter is, Kyle Shanahan, Cam, one winning season as head coach in San Francisco, and this guy's been given the keys and the genius and the kingdom.
Genius.
I don't know, man. They're just – and shame on me for always buying into this team. They're not good.
Too.
I'm out. I'm
done. An idiot. I had some really good picks on Sunday. Moretz.
Oh, you know I'll bet on him again, too.
Oh, God. No, I will, too. No, that team – I got to be honest with you. The San Francisco 49ers, how you did – it ruined my Sunday. That team. I went on Arizona, but I didn't do the math properly. I had San Francisco in so many moneyline parlays. Unbelievable. Oh. No, they killed me, man. They killed
me. I had them in a 10-point teaser. All I needed them to do was come within 5.5.
Jimmy Garoppolo is not a serviceable quarterback. This whole coaching staff is overrated. The team, the defense, this funded defense is supposed to be good. They're horrible. You said it. San Francisco is the biggest disappointment in the National Football League right now.
Hands Instead down. Of dating porn stars, that guy should be a grip on a porn set. All right? He should be like the caterer.
Boom,
on
Mike the porn Garoppolo.
Set. Yeah. How's the boom mic going? Hey, don't screw it up, eh, Jimmy? You know the director, all great. Jimmy's on the boom mic again today. This guy would screw up a porn shoot.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's game time decisions. I am Renzi, kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, a lot of stuff to get to. Monday Night Football tonight, Cam. So let's jump in here. Let's start off with some Monday Night Football. And I don't know why I do this to myself. Last night, because I'm a moron, on Sport Trades, oh, look at a total. I think it's only going to come down. It went up.
Yeah.
I played a teaser last night, being the stupid person that I am.
To
God,
the over.
That's frustrating.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I played it to the under. I played it to the under. So I've got 46 to the under right now with the Steelers on a teaser. I could have 47.5. A point and a half difference. I'm going to be sick.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't know what to do with this game.
You're going
tonight.
To the over here? Over 33.5?
I was actually – I had the under in the football game last night, but unlike you, I'm a moron. I like Tennessee, and I tease the Rams. See, this is the thing, Gabe. We're all clouded up. Just stick to the game plan, right? Like, that's the whole
NFL
problem.
NFL will cloud the best of us up.
Oh, the NFL is like – I don't even know what it is. It's
wears
it's
you out. It beats you down.
It does. Like, you're almost at the end of the day. Like, even when we do, like, a fun show on Sunday, I'm like, God, this feels like three shows. Like, you know what I mean? You're right. The NFL is a stressful beast tonight. I don't know, Gabe. I like Chicago all week long, and that was at 6.5, and I take 7. Now I'm starting to think, what are you going to do with this game? Pittsburgh's been historically pretty good on Monday night. The total, it's low, but it's low for a reason. I don't know if you tease it down to 33. It's 40.5. 33.5, like, you can't get 34 points in an NFL game. I don't know, pretty low.
Well, Cam, I gotta tell you, you look crisp, and do you like my Ivy League look? Looks like,
yeah, I know. What's
I'll
up
be
with,
honest.
Me and you were like, hi, everybody, Gabe and Cam for yuppies and preppies.
I didn't want to tell people our personal lives, but me and Cam are both coming from a court appearance earlier today. So this is me, Cam's court look. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I'm sorry, I'm Your Honor. I still wear golf shirts.
You're banned. Morency looked great. You're banned from Bills games for 6 months, Morency. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, I looked at you. I'm like, what's this guy going? Is he going caroling tonight? No, you look like you're dressed up and nice. And I got
your
a new haircut.
Yeah. My look here. Yeah, yeah. We're all business. We're all business. Dave's going to come out with like a jersey and a hat. I'm going to tell him this is professional.
No slobs on the show. You got to go.
What are you in section 316 or on national television here?
You're a grown man, Sharapan, wearing that gear.
All right, so this is the reason why I like the under. This is the reason why I like the under. How about this? Chicago Bears run the football 52% of the time. Highest in the National Football League by far. You know who's second is Cleveland at 42. It's interesting when you put that in context, isn't it, Cam? The Michigan Wolverines run the football 65% of the time.
Wow.
Air Force run the ball 89% of the time.
That's great.
I know these percentages. Army Cam is 87.
Oh, boy.
Look, I told people, when the military was one of our best bets, and we did well again. Now, we kill those top five bets, you and I, every week, but military academies, that game went to overtime, and it still went under. You had a team that rushed the ball 89% of the time against 87% of the time. And I'll tell you what, Cam, Pittsburgh run the ball quite a bit, too. There's going to be a lot of ticking going on the clock tonight. Tick, 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 tick. And I think there's going to be a lot of sacks as well, which also leads to ticking. This is unbelievable. And I'm going to come full disclosure on this, Cam. You're going to remember this quarterback. You're going to remember this quarterback, and I'm going to admit, and I look forward to your opinion on this, I thought he was going to be very good in the NFL. I was very excited about his prospects. Andrew Walter, Arizona State.
Andrew Walter, yes. Andrew Walter from the Arizona State Sun Devils. I think
I said this Andrew Walter kid, this Andrew Walter kid, he's got it all.
I loved him too. I told you. I loved Andrew Walter when he was a Sun Devil. Like, I know, if for people who don't know, Gabe, you know his college prowess. Like, this guy was a special quarterback. He's the 400
strong arm quarterback drafted by the Raiders.
Good. Yeah. I remember Walter.
Yeah. So Andrew Walter. You know another guy who I thought was going to be good, which I was wrong about, but he did win a Super Bowl as a backup. Kyle Bowler. I thought Kyle Bowler would be a good NFL quarterback.
Louisville.
Yes. Baltimore Ravens. Bowler.
Yeah. No, sorry. I was thinking about Redmond for some reason. Yeah, that's right. He was Calvin Bear. Good call.
So, the reason I bring up Andrew Walter, Justin Fields has been pressured on, and this is courtesy of Dr. Bob. Fields has been pressured on 41% of his dropbacks. Fields is 14.1% sack rate, is the highest of any qualifying quarterback since Andrew Walter in 2006.
What?
About Mannings, and like, there's been a lot of sort of non-mobile quarterbacks, right?
Definitely.
Justin Fields has been lit up and sacked more than anyone at this rate since Andrew Walter. Kid's running for his life. It's 5.5 sacks tonight. I'm taking the over. And Big Ben ain't no Usain Bolt either.
He
could get taken down a couple of times himself. Oh.
Big Ben's like a big redwood tree. Like, you know
he's
what I mean?
Like he might a big take Ben. A few bears a big
to do
top.
It. Yeah, he is. Like, oh, Big Ben. Yeah, no, you're right. The thing about him is he's so strong, he can maybe like get a couple of guys off him. But the way these teams blitz, I agree with you. And Justin Fields has been getting better. I think over time he's starting to figure it out a little bit. But against Pittsburgh on the road, Monday Night Football, it's a lot to ask. I do lean to the under, Gabe. I don't know if you like Pittsburgh in the game. The Steelers should win this game. They're a hot football team. They won 3 in a row.
What do you mean, should?
Went over Cleveland now.
They will win.
I've already bet the Bears earlier in the week. It's one of my better bets, too.
Oh, did you really? You got in on
I
the got Bears
to ride
already?
It out. Yeah, I like the Bears. Yeah. I don't know. I got a lot of issues liking that. No, I'm nervous now. Like, it's one of those bets.
No Khalil Mack. Let me repeat that.
Oh, I know.
Your best player.
That's huge. I know.
This is the Bears. This is the Bears team total, 16. FanDuel's got 16. Bears, 16. What's the score of this game going to be? What? This is a tough one, isn't it, tonight?
I think Pittsburgh wins 23-17.
Wow. I was just going to say 23-13.
I need 17. I love how our scores are always like around our bets, even we're trying to be real.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Hey, listen, I'm not laying seven. Laying seven with the Steelers.
I wouldn't either.
I teased it to the under.
Yep.
And I got to win tonight. I'm not playing around. I'm all business. I teased it to the under, and I have a money line parlay with a hockey game that I look forward to seeing if you want to go for a ride in my automobile with me. I think you will.
I know what automobile you're coming to pick me up in. I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah, it's got red, white, and blue, and
blue
capitals and stars on it. And,
thanks for
team,
the
team total
for the tip.
Chicago Bears, 16. Yeah. 16.
I like the over
Pittsburgh,
by one.
Wow, Pittsburgh Steelers team total. We're pretty bang on. We both said 23 points for the Steelers. They've got it 23.5.
Yeah, so. Wow, that's crazy.
So they don't think they're scoring 24. So 23-17 gets you to cover. 23-16
gets you a cover, too, if you buy the half for whatever.
And it squeezes under.
Yeah, and it squeezes under.
So that's almost the question. Is it going to be 23-14 or 23-17? I think that's what the book, that's almost what this bet comes down to.
Well, 23-14, every teaser wins. 23-17, every teaser wins, as we talked about.
Which, you know, now the game's going to be 23-17 after the first quarter, the way we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually worried about taking that. Like, and I love the under. How do you not get the 33.5 on a teaser game? 33.5. It's still a football game. And the way these guys call pass interference and stuff, this game could go either way. I don't know what the refs are thinking. If they throw a lot of flags, it's going over. If they let them play, it's going under. It's pretty simple.
We talked about the Bears running the football 52% of the time. The reason the Pittsburgh Steelers have started to have more success is because they're getting Najee Harris involved. And they're running the football a lot more. Najee Harris will have to be on our touchdown prop sheet here tonight. We'll break it down. He's got 5 touchdowns, 479 yards. He's carried the ball 128 times. A lot of running tonight.
Pro football full circle.
Where is this dominant defensive front that we rave about for the San Francisco 49ers? This was the team that was going to surprise everybody in the NFC because they dealt with injuries last year. They're healthy. They haven't shown me jack this year. I got to be honest with you. They can't stop the run against a high school football team.
Catch Pro Football Full Circle weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. Let's get into some NBA and NHL. We'll get back to the NFL as well. Just quickly about the quarterbacks, and a lot of people actually remember, we've got a lot of Raider fans remember Andrew Walter. He was a big dude, probably 6'6 type thing, 6'5, 6'6. Yep. You remember, what was his name? Dan McGuire, Mark McGuire's brother,
yep.
San Diego
Seahawks.
State Aztec. Yeah, he played for your Seahawks.
He was
awesome. Yeah, he was horrible. Yeah. How big was he? 6'9?
6'8. He was 6'8.
Yep. And a big 6'8, not a skinny 6'8. Oh, yeah.
Like, no, he was a monster.
It was like Shaquille O'Neal at quarterback.
Yeah.
And at college, he was unstoppable. It was like just throwing these bombs and stuff. But what I just wanted to say, Cam, it goes to show like how the NFL has changed so much. Like in those days, Kyler Murray wouldn't even gotten in the room. Like they would have laughed.
No. No.
They would have said, we're just like 5'11 quarterback, little kid like this. You know what I mean? And it goes to show how many big 6'5" white stiffs did they draft over the years, the NFL?
Lots.
Before they realized, you know what? Maybe these big guys with these cannons aren't good.
It's true.
That was the thing. They were good. Like Kyle Bowler was good. In college, he was great. Andrew Walter was great in college. Dan McGuire was pretty good in college. You get to the NFL, and I hate to say it, you even look at Josh Allen, bro. And I love Josh Allen, but why does Josh Allen lead the NFL in batted balls at the line of scrimmage down? You're 6'5". It's not Baker Mayfield. It's not Kyler Murray. It's you. Josh Allen, Cam, leads the league in passes batted at the line of scrimmage by the O-line.
That's insane.
These big dudes, they're lumbering, Cam. Right? You know, bro.
Yeah.
Remember, what's the big thing about quarterbacks? Guys, it's kind of crazy. It's
release.
Too big. It's too small. Exactly. If you're a big, big, tall dude, you're a big dude. When you go back, your arm is big and long. Yeah. You go all the way back, that creates like a way more massive space for people to come swatting the ball in. It also telegraphs when you're throwing the ball more that everyone gets their hands up. If you're just big camp, if you look almost the prototypical quarterback now, you don't want him to be 6'4 and 6'5. You want that, you know, 6'1, 6'2. Sort of nimble, just get around, kind of get lost behind the line in a bit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that big dude anymore.
It's a good point you bring up. And think about one guy that survived in the league and had the delivery, Phillip Rivers, because it was just shot put, shot put, shot put, shot put, shot put. And that's the thing. It was so unique, but look how long he stayed and how successful he was in the league. It's an excellent point by you. When you're coming back, it's like pitchers too. The longer you are, the higher the arc. And in football, the game's so damn quick now, Morenci, 0.1 seconds. It's like, you know what I mean? Before he could have got away with it in college, the guy's not quick enough. Now they're the fastest players, the best of the best. It's a great point you bring up. A 6'5 quarterback should never be leading in batted passes.
But Cam,
if
you look at all the top ranked quarterbacks, though, even coming into the draft this year, Cam, they're not tall. Matt Corral,
no, they're not.
He's like 6'1, 6'2 type thing. You know what I mean? How big is Carson Strong? I think he's
6'3.
I think Nevada says he's 6'4, which is a lie.
He's 6'2 or 6'3.
Like, Yeah. He's not like this massive dude or anything like that. Like, if you look at the other quarterbacks, they're not, you know what I mean? The modern quarterback is not this big dude.
Russell Wilson, same thing. He's not, what is he, 6'1? The number you want to be.
Lamar Jackson, Cam. He's not big. Lamar.
What's Lamar? 6'2?
6'1.5? 6'2?
Yeah. I was going to say, that's the number. Because Drew Brees and those 5'11 guys, it's a little bit short. But if your guy like 6'1", 6'2 is fine now, where before, Gabe, when we were growing, like you said it, 6'4", 6'5".
Look at
like
Danny Dimes, Cam. Back there. Big 6'5 kid, turns the ball all over all the time. Lumbering, clumsy, stumbling. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Think about it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like those, the bigger they are, the harder they fall type of thing. Just a little bit wobbly, a kick him in the knee. Dang, he gone. Yeah, no, it's a, you said it. I don't know what the hell's going on with Allen and these guys, but they got to start figuring it out.
It's weird. At least the lead in batted balls. It's a lot.
That makes absolute sense.
What is that? Honestly, what are you doing? You're a tall dude. What's going on here?
Gabe,
is it laziness? Like, are you telegraphing it?
Are you tipping someone off?
Like, what is it?
That's exactly it. When he's coming back, maybe the defensive linemen are timing their approaches, their jumps.
They know. He's going to do a little spin, and then he does, exactly. Maybe they've got his
This
pattern.
Is interesting. Maybe he's got a tell, and nobody in the league's talking about it.
Yesterday, the other Josh Allen seemed to know where my Josh Allen was going to be all the time. He was like, the ball's going here, the ball's going there. God, but anyways, Bill's just upset me. Let's get into the other spots through the NBA. Cam's Cavs, man. How about the Cavs? They go into Toronto, they get it done. They go in MSG, they get it done. They're not only like covering, they're winning outright, this team. And they played a million games on the road. This team's going to be dangerous, man, because they got a bunch of home games coming up. Very impressive. All right, so Knicks tonight. Knicks lose to the Cavs, Cam, last night. They're in Philadelphia. Joel Embiid's got COVID. Philadelphia found ways to win no matter who's in or who's out, man. But not tonight. Not tonight. Knicks bounce back. And how about this, Cam? The Knicks are actually 7-1 against the spread their last 8 games back-to-back. Like the second of a back-to-back, they're 7-1 ATS, the Knicks.
I like the Knicks. I think that loss to Cleveland was like a slap in the face, too. And, Gabe, it's interesting. It's not just at football. All of Sunday, you see the underdogs in all the leagues last night. Covering machines, man. Like everybody.
Oh, NHL except, like Detroit.
Except for your
Vegas?
Vancouver Canucks, who I bet on. Thank God I bet on Vancouver after I screwed up with
game one over, which sucked.
With the Rams on my
team. I'll take the Canucks.
No. They were due for a breakout on the power play. Anyway, we'll get back to it. The Knicks, here's the thing. They're dealing with a shorthanded Philly team. Also, coming off an embarrassing loss to an improving Cavs team. Poor Cleveland. Sexton's out for a while, too. That's a big loss for them. But I like the Knicks tonight, too. Bounce back game. They know they could take advantage of Philadelphia. I'm with you, Gabe. Like, Philadelphia's been a great home team, but the Knicks, they'll go in there and win this game tonight. I'll take them on the money line.
They're minus 2.5, minus 142 on the money line. The total is 213 at FanDuel. If you like the Sixers on the money line, they are plus 120. Minnesota Timberwolves and the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis aren't playing defense, Cam. Memphis just aren't stopping anybody. The total's 217.5 in this basketball game. I think we can get there, actually. Memphis give up 113 points a game. Minnesota aren't great defensively either. I've got some props in this game. I'm just going to keep it simple. Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, and Ja Morant. They all light it up. And, like, basically you got D'Angelo Russell out. So it's two guys on Minnesota. And Ja Morant is averaging over 25 points a game, one of the leading scorers in the NBA this year. I think there's points in this game. I don't really trust Memphis laying five, though. You and I talk about Memphis. We prefer taking points with Memphis than laying points with Memphis.
I agree. I think this game, I agree with your total, but I have leaned to Minnesota in this spot. You're going to give me 5 points. Memphis is a favorite, even a small one. Count me out. I don't trust them at minus five at all. I might bet the Timberwolves. That's my lean right now.
So Anthony Edwards averaging 23 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 3.4 assists. Karl Anthony Towns putting up 23.4 and 9.3 rebounds. I like the Karl Anthony Towns because basically – you know, you look at Memphis, and I think that both these guys, Karl Anthony Towns, going to have success in the paint against these guys. Mm-hmm. So I think they're both going to play to their average, and I think Ja Morant plays to his average as well. He's averaging 25.2 and 7.1 assists through the first nine games of the season. And as I stated, Memphis are giving up the second most points in the NBA this year. So let's get into the Bulls and the Nets. The Nets are now on a five-game win streak after an impressive win in Toronto yesterday. I was on the Raptors plus 4 points, Cam. They were in the game most of the game. It got away from them. I should have known. Remember when Lowry was always out and he'd come back and he'd always lose that first game back? Get Siakam back, right? And throwing him in the rotation would sort of throw things off a little bit. Whatever. Siakam looked pretty good in his first start back, 15 points. I think he'll be fine. Raptors will be fine moving forward. But what about the Nets, Cam? They're rolling right now in a five-game win streak. They're playing defense, guys. During their five-game win streak, they're only giving up an average of 98 points per game. You wouldn't think of that, eh? Like Harden and Durant and the Nets and Steve Nash, but they are playing defense. The Bulls were 6-1, but they've lost two in a row, Cam. Big game tonight for the Chicago Bulls. Can the Bulls stop the bleeding? Do the Nets keep it going? What do you think about this one?
I think the Bulls are actually in a spot where after that loss to Philadelphia on the weekend, you could say that this team's got, they got to figure it out. This is a good spot for them, though. Brooklyn feeling good about themselves, beating the Raptors, going into Chicago. I think you're going to get a desperate Bulls team. And the fact that it's been bet down from two opening line now, the Bulls are a dog. The whole world's on Brooklyn. Great, because I like Chicago to begin with. It's a little bit of a leap of faith. Also, I don't play a lot of props, but I'm going to tell you this. DeMar DeRozan, they set that prop
he's on fire
at 23.5. Don't worry about it. I don't care if it's 23.5. He's going over. DeMar DeRozan is getting 28 to 32 points tonight for the Chicago Bulls. Let's go.
I like the Bulls tonight too, Cam. And no disrespect to the Nets. They're playing great ball. Kevin Durant's
no disrespect.
Player. And big Steve Nash fan. But I got to tell you, I just think the Bulls' depth, Cam, I think it catches up to the Nets. You're in Toronto. I know it's not the biggest road trip, but still. Five game, you know what I mean? Back to back here, going into the Windy City. Bulls are rested, ready to go here, frustrated, and just deeper. Lucevic, I think the Bulls' depth is the difference tonight.
He needs to step up. He's been been an absolute slug the last
few
games.
He's the one that's not fitting in this rotation.
I agree. 100%. I mean, I watched a couple Bulls games
over
the
weekend. He's slowing the rest of them down.
Yes, he is. He is. He's a problem, and he better fix it tonight. I don't like his prop, even 17.5, but they got to find a way to get him in.
He's only averaging 13 a game.
Yeah, he's not getting there. I like DeRozan tonight.
Donovan didn't call him out, but he sort of did. He said he's going to have to figure out, like, to play with these guys.
I agree.
Like, everyone else is. Because that was the whole thing. What's their chemistry going to be? And it's been pretty damn good, but Vucevic is the one guy. It's not a big man's league anymore, Cam. You know, they're just not built. Like, they've got this dude sort of just in everybody's way, man.
Yes.
Let's just call it out for what it is.
Like, it's true. It's very true. Dude, he's pissing me off.
Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball, and DeMar DeRozan flying around. Hey, Vucevic, get out of the way, bro. Or dunk it.
Hey, Vucevic,
do something.
Hit the bricks. Yeah, this guy's bothering me. You better show up tonight.
We'll get into the NHL as well. Busy card tonight. We got to pick our spots. We'll find some props to hit. Game time decisions continues.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
Not only will Tom Dempsey hit this one, he's got a very slight win at his back. He'll set a National Football League record in addition to winning the game.
1970, Tom Dempsey of the Saints kicks a then NFL record 63-yard field goal.
It's good! I don't believe it! The field goal attempt was 63 yards away!
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Game time decisions continues. Shout out to Eric LeDuc in our chat talking about how a 17 parlay would have paid like $800,000 yesterday. But yeah, I don't want to talk about all that stuff. Because number one, I've seen a million different numbers. Oh, underdog better would have won 1.4 million and this and that and all this. And yeah, whatever. If me and Cam would have had the numbers in the Powerball lottery on Saturday, we'd be rich too.
Exactly.
So like, it's who cares if you add it all up after? Who did it? Nobody.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
If I just boxed my Superfecta Marazzi, I would have won $56,000 on that race. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, if ifs and ands were candies and nuts, we'd all have a merry Christmas.
If ends butts were candy
butts,
and nuts.
Yes, and nuts. Yeah, I like that.
Butts,
yeah.
Candies. Yeah. You don't know, whatever. It's hard
you know,
to say.
You know what the hell we're saying. Yeah, exactly.
You can't even say the cool side of the pillow. Don't try this
one. Yeah. You couldn't smooth the... That's the best.
What was yours? Said, I'm as cool as the other pillow.
Cool as the other side of the pillow. It's like, you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, but you said other pillow. I said it's the other side of the pillow.
The pillow. Yeah, I'm cool as the other pillow. Yeah, it's true.
Kruger, you couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date on a summer night.
That's why it's the best, because it's pure George Costanza.
He just stops,
Mr. Costanza.
Yeah, he's God. But I want to say congratulations. It finally came through for you. I wish I was on it too when I saw it. I was like, damn, I was gonna get in on that, but I got caught up in everything else. In which Arizona, the Wildcats, their 20 game losing streak comes to an end.
Oh yeah. It makes it even better, Morenci. Yeah, it was good. Outright win over
Cal. Without like 42 players, Cam, it wasn't even funny. Yeah. Like Cal barely skilled his
team. We talk about this in college football. Who cares how you get it? A lot of teams got problems. You know what? Arizona was hot the last couple games before that. They were due. Good for them.
Oh, no, they were deserving. And UNLV finally won, too.
Good for them.
UNLV wins for the first time for the coach.
What
in,
a
like,
weekend.
Like, yeah, I know. Like,
what?
No. We should know UNLV were 1-point favorites
over New Mexico.
That's how bad New Mexico are. That UNLV are like 0-21 in their last 21 games or whatever. They were 1-point road favorites.
Yeah,
that's why when I saw it, I was like, I can't lay like in a pick 'em. Like, come on,
yeah,
guys haven't won in 2 years. I can't take it. Like,
no.
Okay. So we talked about the NBA. Let's get to the NHL. Actually, now. NHL hockey. So lighter night tonight, but I'm intrigued by the card tonight, Ken. So let's get the updated numbers courtesy of FanDuel. Let's start off with the Buffalo Sabres and the Washington Capitals, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Washington Capitals are now -265 on the puck line. They're +100, which I don't think is that bad, actually.
I agree.
Buffalo Sabres plus a puck and a half, -122, +215. Total is 6. Washington Capitals are going to be in a bad mood tonight, Cam. They've lost 3 consecutive hockey games against pretty good teams. Now they get a Buffalo Sabre team that, yeah, we're kind of scrappy to start the season, but reality is settled in. What are they, 4-game losing streak now for the Sabres? They're going down tonight. The Capitals are beating them. That's the money line parlay. Washington Capitals, Pittsburgh Steelers, -118, Cam. That's the automobile I'm driving in tonight. Capitals, Steelers, moneyline parlay.
I wasn't sure if you were going to take the Capitals for a spin and then go down to the other lot and take the Capital with the Leafs, but you're going to avoid that game. I know betting the Leafs.
No, we'll get to that game a little bit later on.
Yeah, okay.
We'll
but anyway, game. I agree. I agree with you 100%. I think the Capitals beat Buffalo. But what I like this game too, I like the over. And usually you like unders. Washington is going to explode tonight. They got some bad goaltending. Suvanecek, he's not the Capitals' best goalie. He's hot and cold. And Tokarski for Buffalo, that has a recipe for goals. I think Washington, Gabe, get 5 themselves in a 5-3 win over the Buffalo Sabres. Maybe 6-3.
Look, I like the well, how do we not play Ovi to score a goal tonight?
I like that as well. Oh, yeah, Ovi to score a goal, yes. Big time.
What are we getting here?
Right. Better get like something like they got to do their line. They need a little bit more. Scoring a goal in a hockey game is not a given, Like, I need
minus 120.
No, pass. No, I'm not laying juice for him to score a goal.
That's the problem, because he's not going to score 81 goals or 82 goals.
That's the thing.
Two games. Yeah, he's not scoring 82 goals.
What should the number be? Honestly, even against the Buffalo Sabres, the number should
be plus 125.
I was going to say plus 125. That's my number. That's fair. I'm not laying juice, but he will score.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be frustrating when he scores like 2 minutes into the game.
No, it's up to you. I'm not telling you what to do or whatever, but.
The guy's going to score 40 goals. He's only going to score every second game, let's say, on average.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't lay even money if he only scores every second goal on average. But I don't know. The guy's on pace to score like 50-something, Cam. Like, he's going to break Gretzky's record. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, so that's my play there. Okay, so Florida Panthers, man. These guys haven't lost a game in regulation. They have one loss all year, and it's a shootout. They've gotten points in every game they played, 11 games, 10-0-0-1, however you want to call it, with the stupid NHL-like standings, the way they frame it. Minus 128 tonight at MSG against the Rangers. Total 5.5.
This game
How do you
very...
not go with your good friend? And don't forget, are the New York Rangers retweeting you and saying, hey, what's up, Cam, on Twitter?
No, Stanley
C. Panther is.
No, I love Stanley C. Panther, but I just have a warning message before I really want to take Florida. The Rangers are coming off a heartbreaking loss, and then they got smoked by Calgary. They come home after that. They're going to be in a real bad mood. Florida's feeling great. They beat Carolina, gave them their first loss of the year. It's just one of those games, Gabe, and it's a tight line. I want to take Florida. But you're going to get the Rangers' best tonight. They're going to be real angry because that road trip was not what they anticipated, and they should have got more points on it. I don't care
how angry they are. The Panthers are better than they are.
They are. The Panthers are a better hockey team. Will they be better tonight?
Shout out to John Harvey. What's up, John Harvey, in our chat? Great call. Ovi will tie Brett Hull tonight. What a goal. Oh, I got to take
it. Yeah, okay. Well, lay the damn juice. You're right. It's just enough. I don't want to hear about this anymore.
Brett Hull, who once famously said, I don't even like hockey. I'm just good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Cam, give me my money.
It's like Cam in his show. He doesn't even like it. He's just good at it.
That's good. No, hey. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Sometimes I'm just like, and then the show starts. I'm like, hey.
But Brett Hull, Brett and Bobby Hull can do the same, right? Just... shut up. Give me the stick. Give me my beer.
Oh, no. I did a show from Wayne Gretzky's restaurant.
F off. Like, just F
yes,
off.
Yes.
I don't even
remember. Remember our boy?
Bobby's the same way. Do you want to talk hockey, Bobby? No. Like, you know what I mean? He just wants to drink.
No, he told me. Steve Koulias was doing that show from Gretzky's restaurant. I filled in.
I remember that. Wayne Gretzky's show.
We did a panel, right? So we get like a couple old players. Like, we used to have Bossy because he worked with me and Dennis Potvin and stuff, right? So Bobby Hull was there that day. It's like, hey, Bobby, are you going to come on, whatever? He goes, yeah, after I get a couple glasses of wine, I'd be happy to come. You know what I mean? He's just like, whoa. He came in there just like, bam, bam. Like, if he didn't get his booze first, he's like, I'm not talking to anybody. He got his drink. Okay, now we'll talk.
Paycheck. I'll tell a couple of stories after a couple of drinks.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to get in there. I'm basically not telling you anything that's going on. That's like not even the PG version, like real friendly.
It's true, though. Do you notice Brett Hull around hockey things ever? No, that guy's playing golf, drinking as we speak right now. He's teeing off in Arizona or something as we speak.
Yeah.
All right. So, Florida Panthers. Yeah. Yeah. What do you got?
Want to hear this? I just got to throw this at you. I bet exact score tonight. I'm going to do 2. Washington Capitals 6.
Oh, 5-3.
Buffalo Sabres 3. Yeah. What do you think about that one? What do you think?
I like, didn't you say 5-3?
Yeah. I'm going to do both 5-3 and 6-3. It's going to pay real nice. 5-3.
I like your style going for the exact score.
I do too. 23-1. Done. I'm going to put.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win like $1,000.
5-3 and 6-3?
6-2. That sounds good.
Yeah, I was going to say, are Buffalo really going to score 3 times?
Yeah, they are. They are. 6-3 and 5-3.
Mm-hmm. So listen, the Panthers and the Rangers, both these teams are under teams. Rangers are 7-3 to the under. Panthers are 6-3-1 to the under. What do you think about the total tonight in this game?
I like the under. A lot.
Panthers,
I'm going to tell you. They're going to have 2 good goaltenders in tonight. Shesterkin, oh, big time, man. Let me see. Can we get a 6 out there? If we can get a 6, I'm in. What is it? 5.5 at FanDuel? Interesting. The plus money to the under.
And right, here are the starting goaltenders. Spencer Knight.
Yes.
And Shesterkin.
Yep, the best. Yep.
Dustin Tokarski. Vanacek.
I love that name. Hey, Tokarski, you're in that
Tokarski, you're
like
up.
Your guy, McGarnagle.
Hey, McGarnagle.
Hey, Tokarski. Yes, coach, you're in, Tokarski. Oh, great. I get to play against Ovi.
Jonathan Quick versus Jack Campbell.
Campbell's right. Been hot lately.
Settle down. Howie Meeker's back tonight. Hey, guys,
Howie
I'm Peter
Meeker.
Puck.
Peter Puck. Leafs are playing better.
Hey, I'm Howie Meeker. I don't think the Leafs are getting enough media attention for how well they're playing.
Yeah,
you know what? The Leafs are playing well, but I do like the Panthers. I lean with the under 5.5. Something sort of scares me away from that total. I like the Panthers. I'm not getting them. They're winning the camp. The guys, for everyone tuning in camp, the Florida Panthers are off to the best start in the NHL since 2013. The Blackhawks went 21-0-3. They got points in their first 24 games. This is the longest that anybody's gone, 11 games in which they haven't lost in regulation and have gotten points in every game. I'm not getting in front of them tonight at MSG. And the Rangers aren't even a good home team anyways.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying, when you look at that line, what does it tell you? You're not getting scared a little bit? That the Panthers are like basically a pick 'em against these guys?
Tells me they don't know what they're doing.
Okay, if that's what you think.
Tells me giving it Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they don't know what they're doing.
LA Kings, the smoking hot, red hot LA Kings. Something's got to give. The Toronto Maple Leafs are riding a 5-game win streak, and the LA Kings are riding a 4-game win streak. I want to know what Vizine Vince has to say about this game. It's minus 285 for the Leafs. The total is 6. I'll tell you what I say about this game. Call me Steven Regal. Give me the Los Angeles Kings plus 1.5.
What the hell's going on here? Really?
And the under 6. And
no,
the under 6.
I kind of like
Kings
the under
plus
better.
1.5, 3-2 final. 3-2 final.
Leafs. Because I got them parlaying with Washington, you turkey.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Okay.
You're betting on... Hello, William Regal.
No, Cam, doesn't this feel like a trappish night for your Toronto Maple Leafs? Come on.
It totally does. This is the type of game the Leafs lose.
You know the Kings are going to be fired up to play tonight in Toronto.
They are. And the Leafs murdered Boston, too. Like, they beat Boston down, got a little revenge
there.
Yeah,
but now it's a step down in class.
I know.
That's the thing. Go to the game tonight.
I'm scared. Yes, because I've already parlayed it. I agree with you. The Kings is probably the play in the game.
4-3 Kings. I don't know. I'm thinking the under.
4-3 Leafs. Just take the plus 1.5 Kings, and we'll all be happy.
What's
Vizine
Vince saying about this game?
He's not texting me after San Francisco. I think he's actually in depression. He's a Niner fan. Like, and he's not happy. No texting today. No talk. I think he's going to jump off the cliff pretty soon.
And the Raptors lost yesterday.
I can tell when he hasn't texted me.
I was like, hey,
financially,
the Bills and Raptors. I wasn't in the best of moods by the end.
No, there's a lot of people in my betting circle that are not doing very well right now. We got a lot of problems in the area.
Got a lot of problems with you people.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. We'll give you some more best bets on the other side. Let's roll.
Yes.
Sports professor Rick Carl inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. Big week for Novak Djokovic, wins his 37th Masters title. Big accomplishments off the court as well. First, he stays one ahead of his big-time rivals. We know that's going to go on for a number of years. Second, he settles the score potentially, even though he doesn't say it, Medvedev, who beat him in straight sets at the U.S. Open, stopping his Golden Slam opportunity. Third, his kids get to watch his win and his family together, he says is really important. And fourth, he ends up number one in the world. All of his endorsements, all of his marketability is there. Notwithstanding a couple of issues, he is clearly the number one tennis superstar endorser on and off the court. Sports professor Rick Haro, Sports News Minute, Daily Numbers Game.
Yeah. You know, I don't like getting political on this show, but I think this is important. You know what I think me and Cam both need? A booster shot, but not from Pfizer or Moderna, from FanDuel. NHL odds boost. Here's
yeah,
that boost
love
shot.
It.
Hey, how about this for a boost, Cam? Hey, you're going to like this one. Alexander Ovechkin to score a goal, boosted up to plus 110. They listened to us. They said, all right, guys, it was minus 120. You're right. You guys said 125. We're giving you a plus 110 right now. FanDuel's giving you a plus 110 odds boost.
That was a smart move, guys. Hey, if somebody's listening to the show, Morenci, I like that. No, now it's plus money. We got to do it. I love the odds boost. So
right, here's another odds boost. I don't agree with this one. Actually, you know, no, actually, you know what? Who? I think it could. What do you think of this one? Florida Panthers to win, Capitals to win, Maple Leafs to win. Was plus 240, boosted to plus 320.
That tells you something. One of those teams is going to lose tonight, and it could be the Leafs. Sorry.
But between
just the facts.
Isn't that the last leg? That feels like the one.
That's
the
other.
Florida will win. Capitals will win. I don't know, man. Leafs
I like
lose.
The Rangers tonight, but I'm on glue. Like, I don't know why I think Florida's going to lose to the Rangers tonight. But I'm
I
got to
get this odds boost. All right. Give me Ovechkin to score a goal. I'm going to go Ovi to score the goal. So he ties Brett Hull here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we – all right. So Ovi and so I got the Washington Capitals parlayed with the Pittsburgh Steelers money line, and I'm taking the Florida Panthers to beat the Rangers. I'm not screwing with the total. Panthers to beat the Rangers, no total bet. Washington Capitals money line parlay with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ovechkin to score a goal. What you got?
I like the Rangers tonight. I'm going to take a shot at FanDuel plus 106. I'm going to take the under 5.5, also at plus money plus 102. And a small play on the Knicks, even though I'm a little bit scared about that game now. Oh, yeah, and parlaying the Capitals. And
and I'm on the Knicks. Yes, I'm on the Knicks as well. We're on the New York Knicks as well.
Correct.
Basketball coming up right now.
You are correct.
All right, come on,
Ovi.
Ovi better score the first goal of the game.
No, he better. I want it over with quick. 1-0 Washington, the Ovi goal. Thank you. Exactly.
Just like Brett Hull would do it, Ovi.
A lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know,
the important stuff.
This.